The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, "Do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here for the day. First reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah is one of the shortest and one of the most beautiful of the entire year, and something you want to really think about. "My word," says the Lord, "my word does not return to me void." God's word has a mission, and it accomplishes its purpose every time. God's word has power. Now think about that in light of the Our Father. Okay? Here's the best words that you can possibly pray, taught to you by the incarnate word. And you cannot pray the Our Father without being transformed. Every time his word accomplishes its purpose, it does not return to him void. That is, of course, provided that you actually pray it. Jesus says, when you pray, don't babble on like the pagans who think they'll be heard by their many words. The Our Father struck its original hearers with awe. But unfortunately, haven't we domesticated it by sheer repetition, right? And what we want to do is we want to reclaim it. And here's how you reclaim it. You reclaim it by praying it one word at a time. Now, when you say the rosary, you don't have all day, okay? You got to keep going. When I say Mass, you don't really want me to stop, right? And pray every single word until I feel like moving on. You can't do it in a public setting, but in your own, pray it. Now, take one word at a time and let it sink in like the dew that Isaiah talks about. Let it accomplish its purpose. Let me give you a little example. Take the word Father, okay? Our Father, he says. Question for you. Do you really believe God is a Father? And you say, well, of course I believe God is a Father. I say the Our Father all the time. Well, God's word accomplishes its purpose. It does not return to him void. So if you really believe that God is your Father, then it ought to show up in the way that you act. A little examination of conscience for you. Let's see whether you believe God is your Father or not. If you believe that God is your Father, then you believe that your value comes from the fact that you are unconditionally loved. If you do not believe that God is your Father, then you believe that your value comes from how you compare with other people. If you're smarter than they are, if you're better looking than they are, if you have more money in the bank than they do, you have more value. What do they say in the financial industry? They say, how much is he worth? Do you believe that God is your Father? If you believe that God is your Father, then that transforms every relationship you have with every other person. You look upon every other person in the world as a being of incomparable worth, because God is their Father too, right? A unique revelation of God's love. If you don't believe that God is your Father, then you look upon every other person for what they do, for what they have, or for what they make. If they do a lot, if they have a lot, then they make a lot, and then they're very valuable. But think about how our society treats the elderly, the poor, the unborn, the unwanted, and ask whether we really believe that God is a father. I'm not so sure we do. If you believe that God is your father, then you can approach him with confidence and trust. Daddy, right? Confidence and trust. If you don't believe that God is your father, then you're constantly trying to earn God's love with your penances, with your prayers. You're trying to earn God's love rather than respond to God's love. Do you really believe that God is your father? Only you can answer that question. You know, back in the Old Testament, they say you couldn't look upon the face of God and live. And what we want to realize is that's still true. Not literally, of course, but figuratively, you can't look upon the face of God in prayer and continue to live the same way that you've been living. God's word always accomplishes its purpose. It has power. And that's true whether you're praying the Our Father or any other prayer at all. So when you get the opportunity, go through the Our Father. Let every word sink in like the dew that Isaiah talked about. And let it transform you. Feel and experience its power for your good, for the good of those you love, and for the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.